أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون. قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا، هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون. إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayat we discussed last, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala relates a question that was continuously asked to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to Qiyamah, and that was the questioning of those who disbelieved in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mata hadha al-wa'du in kuntum sadiqeen. When shall the promise, that is the promise of the coming of the day of Qiyamah, come? In kuntum sadiqeen, if you are truthful. So with regards to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's answer was a very simple answer, because the question was not motivated by a desire to prepare for the day of Qiyamah, but rather it was motivated by the sinister plots against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by sarcasm, by taunting at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds with a response that gives us a very clear impression that it is not when Qiyamah will come upon this world, upon a human. It is not when death comes upon us that matters. It is the kind of preparation that we make for it, because it can be very sudden. Here in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrate very, very briefly. But in the brevity of these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's methodology is such that a person begins to realize and a person begins to understand the urgency of the preparation for the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, and the trumpet shall be blown. And here the reference is being made to the second blowing of the trumpet. The first blowing, this entire world will disintegrate. Everyone that is on this earth will die. And thereafter a period of time will pass, and then the trumpet will blow for a second time. Between the two trumpets there will be no life, and hence when the second trumpet is blown, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. Then suddenly they will come from their graves towards their Rabb, towards their Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yansilun, moving hurriedly, moving fast. In other ayats of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about man that will come out of the grave, out of the qabr, qa'imun, they will be standing and they will be looking around. So that will be the initial state of man, that when man comes out of the qabr on the blowing of the second trumpet, man will begin to look around, and then suddenly man will be rushed towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the reckoning. In other ayats of the Quran Kareem, in Surah Qaf for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the fact that every soul, every nafs, every person will be herded by the angel, and these sa'iqs will begin to herd man towards the resurrection, towards the plane in which we will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this rushing, going hurriedly towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may not be necessarily because of eagerness and a desire to meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but it will be because they will be herded by the angels and they will have absolutely no intention to rush and hurry, but they will have to do that totally against their will. قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. At that time, the instinctive thought that comes to man will be expressed in words, that destruction be upon us. مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Who is that person that has resurrected us from our sleeping places? Man had left this world and passed on. Man had died. And that intermediate phase of barzakh, that life of the qabr, man had experienced. And those who had experienced, and Allah save us all, the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will now begin to realize and understand that that period has now passed. And whatever adab has been meted out is nothing in comparison to what is going to come in front. And hence here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these words that will be related, that مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Rather we should have suffered whatever sufferings in the qabr, and that should have been continuous, than now to face the suffering that is going to happen. So the response to this will be هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنِ. Either the response from the malaika or the angels, or either the response from the believers, that this is what Ar-Rahman, this is what the most compassionate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised. وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam have been truthful in whatever they have said to us with regards to Qiyamah that is going to come. Here one important aspect, and very important insofar as akhirat is concerned, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's usage of this quality of Allah, the Ar-Rahman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses. That the reality and the truth is this, that the whole akhirat and the whole hereafter and the life after this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to reward us. And for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent kitabs, and more particularly in our case, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent us our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah ta'ala sent us this Quran, and we can see it is filled with the subject matter of preparation for akhirat. So this akhirat in originality is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show His compassion. Allah wants to show His kindness upon us. And that is why Qiyamah will take place. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in originality wants to reward. But when man becomes obstinate, when man becomes stubborn, when man becomes haughty and arrogant and turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously man will have to suffer the consequences then. So in brief, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, and although it is brief, but at the same time it is very, very vivid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this very clear idea of what will happen when we stand up from the qabr. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the realization of the urgency of preparation for the life after this world. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.